I think I should bring this episode in, Louis, for you.
Yeah, go on. You are the a place Tom. Tones you are. Gary, yeah, Hayes. Go on. You go for it, Gary.
Tom does usually introduce him, to be fair.
Yeah, it's Premier League spoilers, yeah.
He goes full Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah. Like proper. You can go full Blue Peter.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Well, good Irish side, Rod Harris. So here we are with the, what's it called?
Premier League spoilers, Gary.
Ron Harris played for Chelsea in the 60s and 70s.
I know, yeah.
Premier League predictions.
Spoilers, because we always get them right.
Here we are with the Premier League predictions.
Spoilers.
Here we are with the Premier League spoilers. Brought to you by Louis.
Tobes is there as well. Yeah.
Hello.
And Gary's trying to be, you know, Ron Harris.
Well, I wasn't being anything. I just made it up on the spot. Well...
Tom's well,
we've got a different BBC presenter today.
So, yeah, it doesn't sound well, great. Sounds more Operation U Tree. This one.
I was Jimmy. Right. Let's.
Anyway, welcome back to Premier League spoilers. Tom's not here this week again, so we are kicking it off this week to basically make sure that we're going to catch him. That's the aim.
Well, the thing is, look, let's not cheat. If Tom's doing all right, he's doing all right, but. Mm. I'm only going to go with the scores that I agree with. So some of these that Tom's put in here, I don't agree with.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair.
Fair enough.
I agree. I mean, but right now,
so straight from the top, do we just get straight into them?
I mean, we do. We analyse the games we're going through. I mean, I've got to do the scores on the doors. Scores on the doors before we get in. This is just so you know, we are recording this.
I've never seen Louis so serious.
On the Monday, everyone, yeah, shocking it.
It takes it seriously.
On the Monday.
We're guessing some fucking scores.
Well, that's it.
Louis's like, I've got to win.
I've got to win. Listen, we're doing this
shit as well. He's not even
winning. Off, you're wearing you. He's still not worn the Power Ranger costume yet. He's back. He's bitching out.
You're hurting my ears. You're shouting too much. Sorry, I'll turn you down, mate. I'll turn you down.
If I call him English, he might combust in your ears.
Listen, scores on the doors. This is before the Spurs game. We're recording this on a Monday, so obviously we'll have the fully updated things in the next Premier League spoilers. But right now, it is 49 points to me. 42 to Tobes and 54 to Tom.
Hold up, Tobes was saying you're shit.
I know.
Yeah,
he's fucking lost.
You.
Oh, yeah, but 1 week they sabotaged all my points.
We didn't sabotage you.
Yeah, they did. They changed all my results. When I was on holiday, they changed all my scores.
Below the belt, Louis.
We didn't do it. He's lying.
I think you should go back and revise it and give Tobes.
Tobes is gaslighting me, all right? Can we stop? Like, there's no need for it.
I was on holiday. I didn't get to do
all these modern terms. Gaslighting.
We didn't do the predictions that week.
Toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
We didn't do the predictions that week.
Yeah, I'm being gaslit.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Here's what we're doing here. Tom. I don't agree with you, mate. Palace got smashed at the weekend by Newcastle.
They did.
I think they're going to bounce back. I don't like all this big Ange ball and...
big Ange instead, you know.
Spurs. Tom's put them down that they're going to win 3-1 here. Nah.
They're going to lose, right?
No. They're going to lose. No, they are. They're going to lose. And like they would have lost against Fulham. I'm going to say Palace 2-1.
I'm not far off with you there. I've actually put a draw. I've got Palace 1, Spurs 1.
Roy doesn't get done all the time.
I think Spurs are good, and I've gone Palace 0, Spurs 3. Personally.
Oh, I don't like that. And then we've got here.
Palace got a bounce back.
Yeah, and they've got bounce back ability. What do you call that? I don't know what you call that. Anyway.
Resilience.
Yeah, there you go. Chelsea Brentford. Well, sorry, Tom, but I don't agree with you 2-0 because we're going to put my prediction in, which was a 5-0.
Okay.
I'm confident in that.
Okay, I've gone 3-0 Chelsea, and I've actually put a goal scorer. I've gone Mudrick.
You got Mudrick? You'll be putting Mudrick down.
I'm backing him.
I like that. Now, is that the first time we've actually done a Chelsea
goal
scorer?
It's the first Chelsea goal scorer, yeah, because we couldn't score any goals for a few weeks.
I remember to say the first scorer as well.
No, you can choose one goal scorer out of all the games to predict, and you've got to get it back on.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to go for Cole Palmer.
Fair.
Nice.
On penalties as well.
Cole Palmer, that's a good shout, to be fair.
You can't use him now, can you?
No, I can use him if I wanted to. Basically, the rule is if me and Toes want to pick Haaland the same week, we could, but then we can't use Haaland for the rest of the month.
So I've
taken Palmer off Tom.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So I've already used Salah and Haaland this month, so I can't use them anyway, so I've gone Mudrick this week.
Okay.
Yeah. I've gone 3-1. 3-1? Yeah, 3-1. That's what I've gone. I'm gonna keep that. Obviously what we said in the preview as well.
Arsenal-Sheffield United, Tom has gone for 4-0.
I've gone 4-0.
Again, I've gone 3. I just can't agree with it because it's Arsenal. So I'm going to say 2-0 to Arsenal.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to give them any credit to say they're going to give them a complete pasting. I just can't. Look, this is why I'm no good at fantasy. Well, you know what? On fantasy, I get...
You're higher than Jordan in the league.
I get a moral victory because I refuse to pick United, Spurs,
my dad used to do
Liverpool,
this, yeah.
City, and Arsenal players. I won't pick any of them.
Even City, though. Like, I don't have anything against City.
Hate them all.
What I find really funny is Gary does all of that and he's still above Jordan in the league. Who doesn't do any of that?
I'm still above some of my brothers in my league as well. I refuse to do it.
Oh,
but yeah,
would you have Newcastle players now?
Yeah, because I don't mind Newcastle.
But why do you hate City?
Oh, come on.
All we've done is mud them when they've mattered.
Aguero double lunge on David Luiz.
Okay, yeah,
semi-final.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Not having that.
No, I get that.
Fair. But yeah, that's what you're going for, so you can't agree with that. What's the...
Newcastle are harmless.
Yeah.
For now.
They're not doing anything.
I've gone Arsenal 3-0. You've gone...
Yeah, I've gone 4-0.
2-0.
2-0, okay.
Right, and then Wolves, Newcastle. I think Gary O'Neill's going to get a result here.
He's doing all right now, isn't he?
I love the fact that he turned over Bournemouth at the weekend as
well. Yeah, he'd have loved that, wouldn't he?
Of course he did.
Did you see Areola's been sacked on Wednesday? He was sacked for Bournemouth. Because on Monday there were reports that his job's under a bit of...
And then he got sacked on Wednesday.
And on the Wednesday, they
sacked him. Him and his massive chin have left the South Coast.
So, I'm going to go Wolves to beat Newcastle. Tom put them down for 2-1. I can't agree, Tom. I'm going to go 2-1 for Wolves. And I'm going to have the Korean guy to score.
That Korean guy?
Oh, Wanky Chan.
Oh, I can't use him though, can I? Because I just used Palmer.
You just used Palmer. You can change it. Do you want to change it?
No, because Tom was going to want to use Palmer at some point, so I want to take those points. So, there we go.
I've gone in that game, Juan. I do think they'll get a result against Newcastle.
I've gone 3-1 Newcastle. But now I'm thinking I might change it, but I can't because I've said it now. Fuck. Okay, I'm going 3-1 Newcastle. I think Newcastle, they'll do all right. I think Wolves had a good little run, but I do think Newcastle have a lot of class in that team, and they're fully capable.
Yeah, they're a decent team, but I just think that Wolves, at home, you know, they got an upset in them. But the David Moyes derby, I reckon that Tom's put West Ham to win 2-1. I don't think so. No, there's not...
Changing it all the time.
But there's logic to this. I'm not doing it just to be, you know, contrary. There's logic to this. West Ham would have just played in the Europa League.
True.
Yeah, they're not that great after... Well, last season they struggled at times when they were coming back from Europe. And they started off the season pretty well where they were top at the start, but they've gradually just started falling down the table. They just got smashed by Villa. I'm going to go for... Everton 1, West Ham 0.
Oh, wow.
The smash and grab from Daichi.
Oh,
I like it.
Interesting.
They've got that about them, Everton.
They weren't bad against Liverpool. They defended well. I've gone 2-1 West Ham. They'll edge that.
I've gone 1-0.
Tom went for 2-1 West Ham, but Tom's wrong.
I just don't know where Everton's goal is going to come from, if I'm going to be brutally honest. Like, I know that game against Brentford.
Calvert-Lewin.
But is he going to be staying on the pitch long enough for it to even score a goal?
He's shocking.
You know, I think it'd be interesting. But I think West Ham will win 1-0.
Now, Villa Luton is a tricky one.
Oh, but this, nah, it's oh, wait.
Please
on.
Say
you. Hang on. I'm just going to get more comfortable for this. Please go, Gary. What's the result going to be in that game?
No, because the reason I'm saying it's tricky is because we know Luton are terrible. They are Derby 07-08.
2-0 lead back to 2-2 against Forest at the weekend.
Yeah, and we know they're Derby 07-08, right?
To be fair, like, it's
but
just...
But low-key, I think Sheffield United might be more that than them now.
Really? I think they're both it.
They're both it, yeah.
But I reckon if Sheffield
even
United...
Even Burnley are kind of looking like Derby as well.
As we've ascertained, Sheffield United aren't going to get completely drubbed by Arsenal. But we know Luton are going to get smashed by Villa. Tom's put it down for 5-0. I think Villa could do more.
Really?
I think an 8-0, but for Luton this time.
Yeah, I think Luton.
I'm going to go 7-0 for Villa.
Fair enough.
Ollie Watkins hat-trick.
Right.
Douglas Luiz as well. He's scored in his last 6 home games.
Has he?
Mm.
I didn't realise that. You want to take Cole? Okay, what we can do, I think we should have a new, make a new rule.
What?
If someone predicts a hat-trick against Luton, do they get double points for guessing the goal scorer?
No, against Luton, you get 1 point for a hat-trick.
I think you get minus points.
If you predict someone to score against Luton, that you have to predict a hat-trick, I think. That should be the actual... The handicap is like, everyone scores against Luton, so you've got to predict who gets the hat-trick.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I've...
Yeah, I just said 7-0, didn't I? I think... Mm. So, I'm sorry, Tom, but you're 5-0, mate. You're well out on that. 7-0.
Oh, dear. Can you imagine if it has to be 7-0 and Gary gives them 3 points?
I'm actually going for a shock result by Luton. I've gone Villa 4, Luton 0.
I've gone even more shocking because I predicted them to score.
Good evening.
I've gone Villa 4, Luton 1. I've not picked a goal scorer because I've saved my goal scorer for the Liverpool game. But I do think that Carlton Morris will score for him, but it'll be like a completely pointless goal. Like,
or Ross Barkley against his old club?
Is he injured?
I don't know. When's he celebrating not? At the weekend, I think.
Oh, okay.
So he's knocking around.
He's always about, yeah.
Okay, look, to Brighton, I drove past the Amex yesterday. Sorry, I drove past the Amex last weekend on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a bit of rock at it. I don't think Brighton are as good as people make out they are.
I've been saying this all year. I've been saying this all year.
Well, I mean, Villa beat them 6-1.
They get found out, and they have these results where they're really freakish, where they do well, and then they do really bad. I think Fulham are going to turn them over, Tom. Because you said Brighton are going to win 2-0. Now, I really, really, really don't like Brighton. Because they're getting £110 million for a player, and they're like, oh, could have gone to a club of legend history. 21st century history, mate. We just wiped everyone off the fucking face of the earth. So you can live on the 70s and 80s with Liverpool, or you can live on what Chelsea have done more recently. So I'm going to go with Fulham to beat Brighton 2-1.
Oh!
I like it.
And Willian's going to score for Fulham.
Interesting.
Tom's gone for loads of goal scorers this week. I love it.
So I don't like Brighton at all. I think they're incredibly self-righteous. And they're going to get beaten by Fulham.
Yeah, they'll go down soon anyway. Doesn't last.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't like them. I think everyone likes to have this idea of them and what they are and what they represent. And I think it's all bollocks.
What even do they represent? This is what I've been trying to. What do Brighton represent?
Any other club that starts selling their players for the money they are gets to add a go out for being a selling club. Brighton do it. Oh, it's great data analysts and they're doing this and they're. I'll do one.
Yeah.
Matoma's a good player, though.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Also, I had 300 million.
So what are you saying, Tobes?
I've got 3-0 Brighton against Fulham. Just because I don't think Fulham are very good. Like, Brighton, I think, have gone winless in the last, like, 4 or 5. Since we beat them, I think they haven't won any games. But that said, I just don't really rate Fulham when I watch them.
No, Fulham just don't have any goals in them at all. And they've really been poor on the road as well this season.
They had Mitro, I'd have backed Fulham.
Willian's going to find his scoring boot.
I hope so.
I was there when he scored that goal against Brighton.
I was there.
It was a great game.
I was stood on row one.
I was on the front row as well. Oh my God, twinsies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've also gone Brighton 2, Fulham 0.
Right, Liverpool Forest. Now, Liverpool have been getting some luck with the VAR. I know it was a replay.
They've got a few replays to play now, haven't they? Yeah. After Everton needed a replay.
So
they've
got a replay in 2005. I think Forest are going to surprise them.
I like it.
I think Forest have got a bit of steel about it. Now, Tom's gone for Liverpool 3, Forest 0. I don't see Forest getting spanked because they're well set up. Mm. Cooper's got them doing all right. I think they're going to get a smash and grab 1-1 draw.
Hudson's away?
Maybe.
Oi, oi, oi.
So I reckon 1-1. Sorry, Tom, but you're wrong. What do you think, Tobes?
I've gone fairly tight on that, but they just seem to just do enough, don't they, watching them? I've gone 2-1 Liverpool. Like, just similar, but they get over the line. Little Salah pen, plays shit, gets a pen. One of those ones.
VAR sorts them out.
Yeah,
I've gone Liverpool 4, Forest 0, and I've gone Salah to score. He's my goal scorer this week.
Okay. And then last but not least.
We've got one more off that.
Yeah, the Manchester Derby.
No, we got another one. We missed one.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. We'd not done the Bournemouth Burnley game.
Oh, okay. That was a very forgettable game.
That's not on my list.
Is it not? Is it forgot to do it?
Oh, we did.
Tom's forgotten to do
Yeah, sorry, we missed it because we got carried away talking about Gary O'Neill. Yeah. Wolves Burnley. Sorry, Bournemouth Burnley. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tom on this. Tom's gone for 1-1. I want to go for that as well.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I've gone 2-1 Bournemouth. I think they'll bounce back with their new manager. I actually think Big Sam might even do enough to keep them up. So
I don't know, though. I think Big Sam's in his wash bag.
I don't know. Yeah. I've heard Alan Kerbishley is actually finally going to take a new job in the Premier League. So we'll have to see.
Mm. It's actually, I think it's like a super team of Pardew, Kerbishley, Big Sam, and Pulis have decided
that,
to take.
That is the real Avengers.
It's the event, yeah. That is the Avengers.
No, it's the Expendables.
Who do you reckon Stallone is?
Pardew doing the dance. He's a bit.
Pardew
thinks he's Stallone.
I reckon Pardew Statham, though. You know, Statham's a bit catchy as nice. Who's Jet Li?
Jet Li's in the Expendables, is he?
Yeah. Jet Li's. I mean, in terms of who are the four main ones, really? You've got
Sly
Stallone, you've got Statham, you've got.
Just like Vin Diesel or something? Or
no, it was.
I haven't actually seen the Expendables, to be fair.
Oh, I mean, it was that MMA fighter who didn't do a lot anymore. But then originally it was like Jet Li, Terry Crews, like all of that.
Terry Crews weren't in it.
Terry Crews was in the original one.
Was he?
And he was in the second one.
Arnie's
yeah.
in that when Bruce Willis is there and he's like,
yeah.
Hey.
Now Bruce Willis is going, I've got my lines.
Yeah, no, but he's, he goes and meets Sly Stallone.
My name's Church.
And then Arnie goes, what's that guy's problem? And Arnie and Bruce Willis goes, I don't know, he wants to be president. Talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah.
Because I think he'd just finished being governor of California, or he was at the time.
Yeah.
But then and Arnie says to Bruce Willis, yeah, we should have lunch together in 1,000 years. Lovely line, I love it.
Oh, they're such bad films, but they're ones you enjoy because they're so
yeah,
bad.
But they're done well, you know.
Exactly. But yeah,
they're a throwback.
Yeah, I've also gone Bournemouth 1, Burnley 1.
Okay, and what we're doing, sorry, we've got to get through this. What we're doing for Man City, Man United, I think United are going to beat them.
Really?
They seem to do it against City.
But they just lost to Copenhagen.
I know, but they seem to turn up. They turn up for these
games.
You look at their recent record with City. They seem to turn up and beat them.
I do agree with that.
They get results with not meant to. And then McTominay's really coming into his own.
Yeah, he's scoring goals.
You know, he's showing that he's like the, you know, the new George Best of Old Trafford, you know?
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, I do think United are going to win. And I'm going to go for 3-0 to United.
Jesus.
Because I think Haaland is going to be extremely frustrated.
Yeah, but Toby needs a robot to score for content. So
yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, that would be nice. We've always got
sorry, Toby, you're going to have to find some more content this week. Because
those videos Haaland, are printing money, though. They're lovely.
what do you do for Haaland?
Mate, I satirically take the piss out of him being really good. And you get all the people that kind of get the joke. And there's this other half who are like, all think you're actually criticising a guy for scoring 50 fucking goals.
Can you send me? So I'm on TikTok.
You need to get on TikTok because all the things you send me on Instagram are already seen on TikTok.
Yeah, but I don't like TikTok.
It's a good app, Gary.
You literally send me reels. You literally watch TikTok, but you do it on Instagram. You're always 2 days.
You've never seen any of my content then. That's funny.
No, never, ever. Send it to me, Tobes.
I will do. Yeah. But yeah, I've kind of gone the reverse. I've actually got Manchester United 1, City 3.
I have the same. I've got Man United.
I think Man United are shit.
They are fucked.
They are. They're terrible. Where they can sort of get a result against
City. Yeah.
After that 7-0 loss to Copenhagen, when they scored all seven own goals.
Was it 7? I thought it was 6.
No, it was 7. All own goals as well. And there was
striker.
Like, yeah, I reckon that.
I like Haaland. I think he looks all right, but I think Haaland's better. I think Haaland will score.
The better Nordic. Or
all I know is if we spent the money that they did on Haaland, we would be getting criticised and no one says anything about him.
Well, what about
it looks like he's going to score goals, does he? Because for the money they spent, he should be scoring those goals.
Exactly.
That's true.
Right. But yeah, I've gone United 1, City 3. That's what I've gone for. I just can't see them.
That's what Tom initially said, but Tom...
So we all had the same one.
Wrong. Tom is wrong.
That means we're going to get it wrong.
I said 3-0 to Man United.
What's not? Whatever happens, whenever we predict one result all the same, it never happens.
Well, we haven't because Tom's going to win it 3-0.
Exactly. That is true. See.
But yeah, that is the Premier League prediction. I somehow think that me and Toes might actually catch Tom a little bit this week.
Nah.
I don't know. I reckon he'll do even better just because this is just how this game works.
We've tried that,
now Tom's having knowledge applied to his predictions.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
When Palace turn over Spurs, Tom's just going to be laughing.
They are. Palace will turn over Spurs.
I have to put a draw. I do think they could fight back against something.
Let's see. But yeah, Tom's going to be heavily relying on the game, which is happening tonight, which is Monday, just to reinforce.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Fulham got their draw on Monday night.
No, they beat him, didn't they, William? Mm. William turned up.
Oh, yeah.
From Spurs.
They pointed at the badge.
They bought his flight.
Genuinely, I'm just, because people don't understand jokes sometimes, just want to reinforce, we have recorded this on the Monday. But obviously, yeah, William has scored.
No. How did we have all that knowledge on Copenhagen beating United?
I appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, that has been the Premier League spoilers show. Gary getting all those spoilers in.
Lovely. Cheers, Tom.
This is the last one of the month as well. So you've got to get a lot of points. Otherwise, you're going to be doing the forfeit.
What's the forfeit?
A dual forfeit. I'm letting Toes pick it this month because he was really upset with the Power Ranger one. I think it was like a big sour thing he wanted to have.
Well, the battery is about to run out on the recorder. So
yeah, okay. That's fine. It is what it is. But yeah, anyway, guys, it's just so the battery doesn't run out. This has been Premier League Spoilers. This has been the Chelsea Echo. Hope you enjoyed your cornflakes. Other cereals are available. Make sure you follow us on all our socials, as well as on this feed as well. Give us a good review. Gary's been here. Tell me back next week. Tobes has been here. Say goodbye, you two.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, see you later. Cheers, guys. Ta-da.